The Smart Traveler episode number 2, today is the 30th of May 2020, and I'm your host, Ernest, thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, How to Record a Great Podcast. If you're trying to engage your audience in a new way and don't have your own studio, there's a good chance you'll have to record your audio live. This event is a great way to connect personally with your audience and help them give your voice a face. While remote recording can be beneficial for podcasts, it can present a number of challenges if you have no experience with live recording. Recording audio outside a studio means that you may not be able to bring all the equipment you normally need for a podcast. Audio quality is important, but forget a good quality microphone for your podcast, it costs a ton. So far, we have talked about microphones being the device you record with, but what about the microphone that is on your device during recording? The USB microphone is one of the most popular podcasting microphones on the market and has an XLR connector so you can upgrade your recording device if you need a new microphone. USB microphones come in a variety of sizes, from small to large, as well as a wide range of shapes and sizes. The first simple and easy way is to simply plug the USB microphone into the computer and record at home, but there is another method you should use. That's all well and good if it's just you, but if you're planning on having a guest or a second thirsty host at home for your podcast, it can get tricky. Once you start adding more guests, more hosts, or a new location, things start to get a little more complicated. This gives you a sense of what the highest possible quality is for local recording, namely the highest possible quality. This person can then record records and talk regularly via Skype or any other video service. Some people need their own microphone to record the file directly on their own computer. The above example is only good if your guest insists on using Skype, but there is a more rational way to do this if you let your guests record their own audio. In this case, Skype will be used for the sound that no one will hear while recording your podcast. Skype audio is not the only way to share audio, so I'll think about the following solution that works for me when I try to figure out how to record a podcast from two different places. I'm going to offer a band-aid solution and talk about how not to do that, but for someone like me who doesn't understand sound engineering, it's probably not the tool I have. Spreaker has a built-in recording studio called DJ Console that lets you record your podcast and publish it later. Even better, you can upload your own audio clips to use for the intro, outro, or just for your show, and add a few extra tracks for live broadcast or podcast, perfect for podcasters working with remote guests. Zencastr features an easy-to-use invitation system that records each guest on a separate audio track. This tool makes it easy to get people on your show before you are actually on the show. Sometimes recording from a distance can be a lot of challenges, such as poor recording quality, poor sound quality, or poor audio quality. This makes sense in view of the fact that the software is BB software and not a full-fledged audio recording system. Once the recording is complete, you can choose whether or not to export your recording. You can connect to Dropbox or Google Drive to access your files for easy editing. If you want to create podcasts regularly, this application may not be your only choice on your Mac computer. It can only be a complementary tool that enables podcasters to conduct long-distance interviews. If you have guests you want to call, you should probably be able to use conference call software as a basis for recording your podcast. This makes it ideal for podcasts that want to refresh their podcast before sharing it with an online audience. Most have plugins that allow you to record the call directly, but some podcasters prefer Skype because it can split different speakers into different editing components, making editing and post-production a breeze. It is incredibly easy to use, but you need a high-quality microphone with a high-quality microphone and a decent microphone for the best quality you will use. I've only heard of the presenter of the RE20 microphone, but he uses a well-known interview podcast for his setup, to be honest. This is a great way to record with a high-quality microphone to record high-quality audio and remote recordings. You can also record audio in a variety of other formats such as video, audio recording, and even remote recording. This has been the Smart Traveler, Episode 2. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. www.podbot.ai. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you feel like you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish a podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. Try it today on podbot.ai.